From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. British Finance Minister George Osborne says the country's economy is fundamentally strong and that Britain remains open for business following the historic vote to leave the European Union.
People need to know the fundamentals are strong. We have dealt with the immediate challenge of an unexpected vote as far as financial markets are concerned because we had in place detailed contingency plans.
Speaking in London Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry cautioned the European Union against angry, vengeful behavior against Britain. Meantime, financial services company Standard & Poor's removed the United Kingdom's coveted AAA status on Monday because of the Brexit vote, which also dropped Britain's rating. Sky News says Moody's agency is expected also to downgrade Britain's rating. Advocates for abortion rights in the United States are celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's decision Monday, ruling that states had no right to curb the rights of women to end their pregnancies by imposing undue burdens on them to limit their access to abortion clinics. The 5-3 decision overturned a law in the southwestern state of Texas similar to that enacted in other states. The decision is likely to be reverberating throughout the U.S. presidential campaign taking place in the U.S. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for several bombings Monday that killed at least 42 people in southern Yemen. Yemen's years of instability, including the current conflict between the government and Houthi rebels, have allowed militant groups to control part of the country and carry out attacks. The United Nations is leading peace talks with the goal of creating a new unity government that can reestablish control in Yemen, but so far there has been no agreement. This is